in praise of belly buttons. For much of my life, my belly button had no meaning. It may as well not have existed. Granted, at one point I pierced it, but like the apparently useless earlobe, what purpose does it serve apart from a place for holding jewelry? But then something shifted. First, as a transgender person, I began to differentiate between my identity as trans and what people note as belly button birthdays. So I began to have some different awareness around my belly button. But all of that was only preparation for what would happen through the powerful teachings of body-mind centering. Because before it was a belly button, it was my navel center. It was the location of accepting nourishment and expelling waste. It was the place of taking in and letting go. The navel is also a tether, a center, around which my six limbs orient. Head and tail bow in, arms and legs spiral toward it. The navel is the center around which I experienced my first external movement. Now, 51 years later, I can remember those first 9 or so months, gathering my limbs around my navel center, being tethered and connected, taking in what I need, letting go of what doesn't serve me. I guess that jewelry is a mark of honor, appreciation, and gratitude, after all.